CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hamas says they lured Israeli soldiers into a tunnel in the north of Gaza, capturing, wounding, and killing soldiers. They didn't specify how many, but Israel Defense Forces deny that it happened. And that happened on a day that saw thousands of Israelis gathering in Tel Aviv to protest against the Israeli government's handling of the situation in Gaza. This after 7 months of war with the Palestinian militant group Hamas. A man is in custody, say police, after stabbing four girls inside an AMC movie theater in Braintree, Massachusetts. Police say the attack was unprovoked and without warning. The four victims with non-life-threatening injuries transported to Boston hospitals for treatment. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says he signed into law a first-of-its-kind bill making abortion pills now controlled substances. Nicki Minaj has been fined, released from custody in Amsterdam, where police say the hip-hop star was carrying marijuana at the airport while trying to leave the country. She denies it. This is ABC News. Tragedy in the golf world.
The PGA Tour announcing that golfer Grayson Murray has died. The North Carolina native withdrawing from the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas on Friday, citing an illness. Murray winning the Sony Open in Hawaii earlier this year. No cause of death announced. In a statement, Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan saying, quote, "I am at a loss for words. The PGA Tour is a family, and when you lose a member of your family, you are never the same," unquote. Grayson Murray was just 30 years old. Joey Waller, ABC News.
And tributes pouring in today for Disney songwriting legend Richard M. Sherman. And even if you don't know the name, you do know the music.
Chim, chiminy, chim, chiminy, chim, chim, cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be.
Richard Sherman died today at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Beverly Hills. He was 95. Disney is the parent company of ABC News.
And that's lucky, too.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high-octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
A weekend marathon of Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. Reliving some of the best performances live in the Lair. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Jimmy, our next performer in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore Tomato Pies, got his start on guitar at 16, inspired by the metal band Metallica, played the music of Yngwie Malmsteen and drifted to Nirvana and Radiohead. We're talking evil headbanging, Jimmy.
Yes.
Somewhere along the way, Jordan Story began a new chapter of his musical journey, venturing into the land of coffee shops, songwriters, acoustic guitars, and maybe even a brand muffin. Having recently released his fifth album, Raised Wild, Jordan Story is here to tell us about the new album, play some songs, and tell his story. Jordan Story, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Good to be here.
Fiber is important, so that brand muffin is good.
Jordan, for our listeners across Wisconsin who may not be familiar, tell us your backstory. I had no idea you were such a metalhead.
Yeah, I got into Metallica. I heard it on the radio and was instantly hooked.
What song?
It was Enter Sandman. Okay. It was that or Unforgiven, but it was off the Black album. So I immediately was hooked. I was like, that's it.
So early Metallica. Now, your wife went to high school together, but you didn't know each other. Are you glad she missed the Metallica t-shirt phase? And do you have any of those t-shirts still in your closet?
You know, I wish I did. I just wore them so much. They disintegrated pretty much. They had a lot of holes. But if she would, she probably did see me and she was probably, who's that weirdo? But yeah, it worked out.
Wait a minute. We have his wife right here. Danielle, can you please comment on the t-shirt?
Well, he still has some David Bowie t-shirts.
Yeah, I got some.
Horse t-shirt.
The t-shirt management is always a struggle for me anyway.
Yes, I mean, right?
Mrs. K is always saying, get rid of this t-shirt, get rid of this t-shirt.
You never can't. Wear it. It's like one of my favorite bands.
And then I see it, I'm like, oh my God, I totally forgot to go wear this t-shirt. That's funny. T-shirt. So I got a Metallica. So I actually got into metal with Metallica too, Jordan.
Cool. Oh, really?
But it was Master of Puppets.
Oh yeah.
And then of course Injustice for All. I actually had an old jean jacket through high school
with a Metallica patch.
With a Metallica patch on the back.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it is about Metallica, but it just, you have to put that icon like on things. I had it on my car, and I drew it in class and stuff like that. So I'm like, this guy's crazy.
Danielle, what was your patches? What was your band to go to?
I'm kind of embarrassed to say this. Grateful Dead at the time. Oh, that's not anymore, bad. But yeah.
Dancing Bears and Skulls.
That was my teenhood.
Hippie.
So
You were just talking about that, long dresses and tie-dyes.
Yes,
and
I don't know why my parents let me leave the house, but
they didn't.
To meet a Metallica guy.
Yes. Right. Who would have thought at the time?
Match made in heaven.
Yes.
Now, Jordan, you didn't start singing and writing until you got into Nirvana and Radiohead. What changed for you from Metallica?
You know, Metallica, I love the guitars. I love the heaviness of it. It really hit me. But once I saw like Kurt Cobain and Tom York and them, they sang differently. They wrote differently. So I'm like, oh, I want that. And that really made me want to sing, really made me want to write. But with Metallica was more just guitar and learning about that. So,
well, let's get to some live music by Jordan Story here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The first song you're going to perform for us tonight is from your new album, Raised Wild, and we played here on Max Inc. Radio. It's called Valerie. Tell us about this song before you play.
So this song I wrote a while ago. I really don't know how I wrote it. I just knew it was in my collection. But it's basically about a brutal relationship in like the early 1900s or something like that. That's how I pictured it. But no cars, no nothing like that. So horse and buggy. But yeah, that's the best way I can describe it. It's just a pretty cold, type situation.
All right, well, let's check it out. One quick question. Does Danielle need her mic on during the song, or are you singing, Danielle?
Come on, honey,
sing. Definitely not.
Definitely not, she
says.
She
does not want me to sing.
All right.
Guest singer, Danielle.
It's Jordan Story, live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, Valerie. You packed your bags and now you're leaving me. Oh, Valerie, you got the best of me. Valerie, bathed me with sex and wine while she was busy taking clothes up the line. Always had one foot out the door. By the time I realized I couldn't stand or find my pride, she made off with my heart and my time. Packed your bags and now you're leaving me. Oh, Valerie, you got the best of me. Valerie, she walked down the street in style as if she was new in town, with an old suitcase and a dress hem beside. Stopped to look in the glass to brush off what little passed. She just fixed her hat and gave a little smile. Oh, Valerie, you packed your bags and now you're leaving me. Oh, Valerie, you got the best of me. Got the best of me, Valerie.
Nice. Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Jordan, your dad seemed to play a big part in your musical career and been around nurturing your musical inner spirit since you're young. Talk about your dad a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your dad. He's been in bands around the area, and how did he help you foster you during your musical journey?
Well, since I was a kid, I just always remember him singing, playing guitar, playing music. So it was always a part of all of my family's life. We always heard it. And I remember he worked at a music store, and I would go there after school and just hang out. I'd be around just all this equipment and stuff that now I wish I knew what the heck I was around, because it's just probably really good gear. But I'd go there and get Little Caesar's Pizza, hang out, and just be around music. And I see him go to gigs on the weekends and stuff. So
is that here in Madison?
No. It's Janesville, the Janesville area. Janesville, he went other area. Places too. But yeah, just it was something that it was always around, but I didn't really pick it up until I was like 16. So it was going to happen. I just didn't, you know, I didn't know when.
What bands was your dad in? Any names we would be familiar with?
No. This is back in the day. And well, he would sue me if I told you. But he would.
Well, if he told us, we might play his music later.
Is your dad in Journey?
Yeah. No. He's great. He's a great songwriter. He's you know, he played in cover bands and did some original stuff. But yeah, he's big inspiration.
Now, your dad, he's been a big part of your recent releases, singing and playing bass on your last two albums. What was it like being able to record with your father?
It was cool. It was a trip. Definitely learned a lot. He's got a lot of knowledge, and I never really worked with a bass player or been in that kind of situation, because I've always written by myself, and it's cool to work with somebody, but then when it's your dad, it's even more special. So
what's his name, your dad?
Marshall. The Marshall Story. Yeah.
So Marshall Jones. And he's going to sue it. So does he have good lawyers, or?
Does he have what?
Good lawyers?
I don't know. I can't talk about it.
Okay.
It's right. Still under investigation.
Well, I hope he doesn't use high-watt amplifiers.
Right.
Let's get back to live music with Jordan Story in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song is the title track from your latest album, Raised Wild. Is this song about the apple not falling far from the tree?
No, I mean, it's about, I don't know how to describe it. So it's about somebody who is raised in just a very pure way, something they love, like whether it's in, you know, just beautiful country, beautiful surrounding, and then they do the normal thing, go to college and stuff like that, just find out that it's not for them. And they just go back home and, you know, really live life, I guess you could say. But, yeah, Raised Wild.
All right. Jordan Story is live in the Devil's Lair. If you want to call and ask Jordan a question, he would be happy to answer it for you. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. It's Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair.
Thank you. Born dirt poor, but rich with kisses. With a mother's love and a father's talks. And old screen doors that never shut. To help the summer winds, help guide her heart. She was raised wild. Playing in the sun in South Louisiana was the best place as a child. She was raised wild. Went to school. She made a killing just to run back home to farm. She was raised wild. Born dirt poor, but rich with flowers. In a farmer's garden, vines would grow. Around the gates that never close. To help the summer wind. You know, girl, that you're wild. Oh, girl, don't you know, girl, that you're
Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Once again, if you want to ask Jordan a question, bring it 844-967-2789.
Jordan, you released your first album in 2009 and you produced a claymation video that took a million hours to complete.
That's true.
Tell us about this.
What is a claymation video, too? I'm not familiar with
that. Well, it's stop motion.
Yeah, okay.
That was the first thing. It was videos in general, like home videos. And it was with Play-Doh, like actual Play-Doh. And what I found out was if you have Play-Doh out too long, it gets dry. So by the time the end of the video, their eyeballs were falling off and their mouths. It was like old school, like those old school dinosaur movies where they're like, ugh.
Gumby.
Yeah, Gumby, pretty much.
And it took a million hours. I mean, obviously not that many, but what was the biggest challenge? Or you just have to keep buying more Play-Doh?
It's just, I kept the same pack. I think it was like one of my nephew's Play-Doh or something like that. But the hardest part was just it consistency. You just had to keep, it was move apart, take a picture, move apart, take a picture. There were just so many frames. I don't know how I did it, but if you look at it on YouTube, you'll be like, that's not that impressive. I'm telling you, if you ever do claymation or stop motion, it is a pain with an old school camcorder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It was fun.
After your second album came out, you joined up with a few friends in a cover band for 6 years. What brought you back to writing original music? Don't you like making money?
yeah. It, you know, I just got burnt out on it. I mean, it was definitely fun times. We had a lot of good experiences, like just crazy stuff, like drunk guys spilling over monitors into the drum set. It was interesting stuff, but I definitely loved it. But it was, I got burnt out, and I just wanted to do originals again.
What cover band were you in, and what was the category of the song catalog?
You know, it was a medley. I guess it was It was pretty much everything.
What was your favorite song you played in the cover band?
Oh God,
favorite song.
There were
3 seconds.
You know, we played Killer Queen.
Killer Queen.
Yeah.
What was your least favorite? The song you hated.
Oh my God. We played Hotel California. I mean, it isn't a bad song, but it's right. Just, God, when you play it like 800,000 times, I mean, it's just like, oh, God.
You know, I can only imagine musicians and cover bands. I mean, it's hard to hate music, but sometimes you hear this song like Hotel California, you just want to kick it and get out of here.
Yeah, because I got a normal job after that. So they played music over the thing.
And can you tell me what exactly is a normal job?
Well, yeah, good question. It was, you know, the funny thing is actually a lunch lady. You became a lunch lady? Yeah, because my mom had a job. She had a job at the school. And I was just like, yeah, you know, what am I going to do now? So I was writing music, but she's like, why don't you come here? It's a good job. And it was interesting. Like, it was fun. I enjoyed it, but they were playing music and I'm like, oh God, I know this song. This brings me. And then I have like PTSD and like, they're like, are you okay, Jordan? Are you okay? No, I'm kidding. But it was fun.
I would be that one kid that brings my hot dog up to you yelling at you because there's ketchup on it.
Oh yeah,
there's ketchup on my hot dog lunch, guy.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the story. I had more stories with that, but it was fun. I mean, the kids look, because I'm like 800 feet tall in the school, like compared to the kids, and I had long hair at the time, so they were looking at me with a tilted head, like, who is this guy?
But he's got a Metallica patch.
Check this out, kid.
Oh my. Well, let's get back to some live music with Jordan Story in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from the Rise and Shine album, and it's called Untuned Cars. Is this song about cars in A minor?
No. Well, I mean, it is cars, but it's basically, I don't know, I wrote the song when I was just driving home. It was just a beautiful sunset. It was a summer day, and it was just, it felt good. It just felt good to, you know, stick your hand out the window and enjoy the summer, because it's that time, like, right before it's getting in the fall, and it's just, you soak it up. So I'm pretty sure that's the inspiration from this.
I can look forward to those days. It's Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair right now on Max Inc. Radio.
Driving in an untuned car, making our way from the city light. Driving with our hands outside, no direction, just our dreams in mind. Try, it just feels right. Just feels right. Sunlight beats down on our face. Faster we go, lines pick up the pace. Driving with our feet outside. No direction, just our hopes in mind. Right, just feels right. Oh, it's right. It just feels right. Just feels right. Thank you. driving nights long and far, waiting for weekends for the businessman's heart. Driving sliding hands outside, no direction, just our dreams inside. It's right, it just feels right. Oh, it's right, it just feels right.
Yes, Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair. It's a pretty cool song. I like that. Now, that's off your third album, Rise and Shine, right?
Yep.
That came out in 2018. Tell us a little bit about that album and the recording process. And there's a couple of videos, too, I guess.
Yeah, so that was the first one. It was in production. Like, it was because when I first was... The first couple albums, it was just me in the basement on some recording equipment, and I had no idea about the sound of computers in the background and the size, sound of air conditioning. Mm. But this, the Rise and Shine album was with my friend Brian. He helped me record it. He had all this gear, all this stuff that just sounded awesome. Just made it, the music go to a level that I had never, you know, been before. So then... my friend Don, he is in music, videos. He helped me with the music videos, and he's awesome. He's like this evil genius with videos. He's got a great eye, and he really, really helped me with doing the music videos and created like the image that I wanted. So
it sounds like video is a real interest of yours. Like you've incorporated a few different ways.
Yeah, wait, say it again. Sorry.
Well, you did the claymation video and this video here. It just seems like you really enjoy video and you like to capture your music in that medium.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I it was kind of unexpected because when I did when I started doing music, I was like, "Hey, I can put this to the 'cause videos just look so much better when they're, you know, music's to them, or like a movie, a scene in a movie where they play music, it makes it so much more dramatic.
Right.
Where I kind of, you know, that was one of my first love was doing home videos, like getting, you know, video of my brothers getting mad. It was fun. I just get videos of that. But then it eventually turned into, you know, something artistic and creative. So, yeah, I'm really happy that I have that. And I've, done some work in it.
Jordan Story is live in the Devil's Lair. We're going to take a break right now. We got to pay some bills, but when we come back, we'll have some more live music. Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Three locations in the Madison area, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. More Devil's Lair coming up next on Max Inc. Radio.
We are local music, and this is Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. You've been listening to Live in the Lair, the Memorial Day weekend marathon.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, Bakery, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sud Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
We're reliving some of our best performances live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
We're going to do some headbanging here, Jordan.
I don't know. I don't have the hair for it, no.
Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back live in the Devil's Lair on a Saturday night, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Max Inc. Radio also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery. They got live music. You can see all the happenings right now at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
We're back here with Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair. Jordan, tell us about Jeeps.
Oh, gosh. I like a love-hate relationship with them. I love working on them. I know people say, what are you doing? But, man, I had no choice. Like, my Cavalier took a crap, and I had a Jeep that I just used to haul around, and that was old. So I'm like, okay, either I can get a used car or a new car or just go get a mechanic set and work on it. And that's what I did. I just replaced a couple like sway bar links and a ball joint. And I was like hooked. I'm like, this is awesome. So ever since then, my wife has to put up with it. Me in the driveway working on it.
Now tell me about Jeeps at Taco Bell.
Oh, what, Jeeps at Taco Bell? Well,
yeah. This is a movie, right?
Yeah. It's a horror movie.
In 2020, you came out with your fourth album, Neverland. And like many bands during the pandemic, you invested into a portable studio to record. Tell us about that experience.
That, I had no idea what I was getting into. We're still talking about Jeeps, right? No. In the recording in the recording stuff. I mean the microphones, the preamps, all that stuff is just huge. But it's a lot easier now. It's a lot easier to get like the prosumer stuff. So it was the first endeavor for me to really get into production and stuff and really get an ear for that whole art. It's something I really respect.
Let's get back to live music with Jordan Story in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from the Neverland album, and it's called Be My Girl. You know, you'd think that the world would have had enough of silly love songs.
Yeah, it's definitely not silly, but I mean, this is like a pretty much a brutal, it's just a brutal love song. And I was like, you know what, I'm writing too many happy, fun type song, so I'm like, I gotta do this. And I don't know why, I don't know if I wrote the song first, like the progression and the melody, and then I did the lyrics, but it really came together. And when I first came up with it, I'm like, I don't know if I like this, I don't know if people will like it, but it ended up being one of my favorite ones on the album, and it's pretty cool.
We play this song quite often on Max Inc. Radio, and it's one of my favorite Jordan Story songs. Let's hear it live right now. Live in the Devil's Lair is Jordan Story.
Angels on her cheeks and devil on her tongue. Sweetest little smile, break your knees for fun. And I said, hey, be my girl. Starry, starry eyes, black holes in time. Getting drunk off lips, get your teeth kicked in. I said, hey, be my girl. Feels like I've seen you here before. Something about the way you break down the door. I know I look a little out of place. Watch me do my thing.
cut off some limbs to fit in. Hydraulic press fires, flamethrower line, a Mack truck surprise, a mine that'll bring you down. Feels like I've seen you here before. Something about the way you break down the door. I know I look a little out of place. Watch me do my thing and cut off some limbs to fit in.
Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. I really like that song. It sounds different acoustically, and paying attention to the words, you're right. It's a very aggressive song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, did I write that? What the heck?
Jordan, your first passion in life kind of got you in got your parents a lot of calls.
Oh gosh.
Concerned teachers. Were you harassing the lunch lady at school, or what happened?
Yeah, I'm like, I want more food. Yeah. Where's my food? I drew in class, and it was, a lot of the times I couldn't pay attention in class, but I always would draw, and it just happened to be like zombie apocalyptic. And this was like before like Resident Evil or anything like that. It was just, I don't know where I got the idea, but I like drawing zombies, and it wasn't like gory or anything. It was just funny. Like I thought it was funny to have zombies with like brooms for arms and chainsaws for legs or something. So I know it's weird, but like the teacher's like, all right,
it scared the hell out of them.
Yeah, and I wasn't crazy, but the teachers would be like, all right, we're gonna learn about George Washington now. And then they look down at Jordan's paper and there's a zombie on it, so they'd be like, all right, I'm gonna call Jordan's parents and, you know, explain what's going on. But my parents were really cool about it. They understood that I was, you know, I love that stuff.
Seems kind of normal for a kid to do that to me.
All right, good. I feel better.
Yeah. Jordan is such a nice boy's name. Oh, man. You know, Jimmy, I'd like to also point out that there's going to be no question about Jordan's upcoming shows, because he's not planning on playing anywhere. So tonight, live, is a really special occurrence for Jordan.
It's a treat for us, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. This is awesome.
Is there a reason why you don't play a lot of shows, or
I do miss playing shows, and I love that whole environment. But it's right now, I'm really enjoying making a catalog. Mm-hmm. I really want to. I have so many. From being in a cover band for years, I have so much material written up that this past album, the Raised Wild, I'm finally caught up. Like now I'm going to start working on stuff I'm recently working on. So it's exciting, and I'm just going to keep pumping them out.
During the recording of your latest album, Raised Wild, you and your wife bought a new home and had a son and daughter. Tell us about Jordan Story, the dad.
It's absolutely beautiful, lovely, and insane at the same time. I mean, it's really, when you have, I had no idea when you have a kid, let alone a couple kid, what it's going to be like. But it's, you are absolutely in love, but you think you're losing your mind at the same time. But it's beautiful nonetheless.
He's the best dad ever, by the way.
Danielle, are you Are you prepared to get the phone call from the teachers that your son is drawing zombies during history class?
I am prepared. I had some practice with Jordan. So the apples don't fall far from the tree, especially with my daughter. My daughter is Jordan.
What kind of music do they like?
Gwynnie's obsessed with the Beatles. She's our 3-year-old. Yeah. She's been obsessed with the Beatles since she was born, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. And Jordan's music. She loves Jordan's music.
We force her to. We're like, you're going to listen to this.
We're
forget
parents.
The Beatles.
Now, how old are they? 3 and?
1.
1,
three
yeah.
3 and 1.
Oh, my gosh.
So what happens is then they grow up, right? And then you get a dog and you get to relive this all over again.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That's what's happening in the Rocker household. The kids,
Dash,
are,
I hear you out there.
The kids are growing and doing their thing. Yeah. And Dash is waiting for Rocker to get home to take him outside.
Dash the Morkey.
Yeah.
Jordan, during the record, let's get back to live music in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from your first album, Lights Are On, and it's called Curtain Calls. Tell us about this song before you play.
So the first album I had was probably the most raw album that I've had. I didn't really have a lot of influences. I didn't really sound like anything. I look back at it and I'm like, I'm really happy with it. It is raw. Like the recordings and all that were pretty just noisy and stuff like that, but it's something that I'm really proud of, and it was definitely a thing I enjoyed.
Let's check it out right now. It's Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Smile, your words are part of lullabies. Hey now, don't look so shy. You found it hard, but you know it'll be alright. Since you can't decide, then I guess I can only wonder why. With a face like this, with a face. It's a long story, it's a sad story, but hey man, don't look so surprised. But your words are more than alibis. Hey man, don't look so surprised. But your words are more than alibis. Rearview mirrors becoming pictures of what you left behind. You never thought that these songs would be the ones forgetting their lines. Since you can't decide, then I guess I can only wonder why. With a face like this, with a face. It's a long story, it's a sad story, but hey man, so surprised. But your words are more than alibis. Hey man, don't look so surprised. But your words are more than goodbye. Hey man, don't look so but your words are more than alibis. Amen. Don't look so surprised, but your words are more than alibis.
Yeah, Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Let's see here. I want to tell you, make sure you get the app, the Civic Media app, because that's the best way to listen to Max Inc. Radio. And Rocker is coming up at 10 o'clock with Max Inc. Heavy. And I'm frantically trying to get to our Max Inc. Radio calendar. Hang on 1 second. Here it is. Next week, Rocker, Abby Spencer is going to be live in the Devil's Lair.
Wow, that's going to be crazy. That's one of Terry's. She's bringing her on, right?
I have not met Abby yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. Jordan, you're awesome, man. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me.
Jordan, tell us about your latest album, your newest album, Raised Wild. How is that kind of recorded? And tell us a little bit of the backstory about your latest release.
So the... it's just basically the same thing as Neverland. I mean, I had this huge batch of songs and then picked some. And then this one is just better. I felt more comfortable with the recording process. I got together with my friend Billy Bratz on drums. And we always start with drums. And just to kind of get an idea of it, and this album was no different. It just felt good. The writing felt good, because when you first write it on, like, in your own room, you think it's gonna be one way, and you think, oh man, this is gonna be a great song, and then by the time you get done with it with production, you're like, oh my God, I don't know, that doesn't sound good. But mm-hmm. then other ones, you're like, wow, that just sounds amazing. So. I totally love the process of it, and this album was no different. This is probably the most proud I've been of an album in a while. I'm really happy with it. So
the couple of songs we've been playing here on Max Inc. Radio that you sent us, Valerie and We Got High, the production of value of them are really good, and they're just good songs.
Awesome
to listen to.
Awesome, thank you.
What's coming up in the future for Jordan Story, and how can we keep up with you online?
Well, I'm thinking about making my own brand of beef stew. Get it with Jordan Story, beef stew. No. I'm doing the same thing. Just I'm going to continue writing, keep working with just trying to be a better producer, better musician, better writer. I really love it. I'm really passionate about it, and I feel very fortunate and blessed to have it in my life. So
are you going to be teaching your kids music? Are you going to get behind them if they get
whatever they want, I'll be totally supportive. But that's what I always appreciate with my parents. They never wanted me to fit in a thing, like do a certain thing. They're always right. Like you do what you want, do what makes you happy. And thankfully I did find music.
They let you find your own way, kind of.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Totally.
So in another, like, maybe 15, 20 years, we could be sitting here talking to a kid saying, hey, so how was it recording with your dad?
Yeah, he's like, he's a loser.
I would be shocked if we're here 15 years from now, Rocker, doing this radio show. So, Danielle, do you do music yourself, or what do you do?
I wish I could say I did, but that's actually
why don't
we
say this? We met when I was giving her guitar lessons.
My guitar teacher.
Yeah. I gave her one guitar lesson. Yeah. I'm like, hey, want to go on a date?
Yeah. The mandolin is my spirit instrument, but okay. I know like three chords, so I can kind of.
I see.
Which tune is that?
C A.
Which tune were you teaching her?
I don't know. She was so like hippie, like when she walked in, I was just like, what? That's why I loved her. I loved her. She was just, when I met her, she was just kind of wandering around the music store like, I like this. And I love her. She's cool. But I think the song, I don't know, you usually start
with. I
don't
think we learned any songs. We talked about hiking and camping.
I know. She
kept
asking me questions. I'm like, where's my $20? But yeah, it was awesome. Usually I start with hot cross buns. I'm like, hey, want to play hot cross buns?
That's a great story. That's awesome. That will be a story that the kids will appreciate a little bit until they get like in their 30s. Then they'll really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
That's awesome.
Well, Jordan, thank you so much for coming in to play for us tonight on The Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore Cimino Pies. The next song you have for us tonight is from your new album, Raised Wild, and it's called We Got High. Is this song about a safety meeting?
No. No, it's definitely that John Denver. I don't know. I mean, it's like a John Denver Rocky Mountain High type thing. But I guess you can take it whatever way. It's a metaphor. It's for you to decide.
I love it.
Oh, do you? Yeah. When this was another song that I wrote, that I was like, I don't know, is this too happy? I don't know. I always end to, you know, the funny thing is when you write songs, it's easy to write unhappy songs for me anyway, but when it comes to happy songs, it's like it's difficult. But this one panned out. I guess they just don't make the cut, but with this one I was like, yeah, this is nice, and it's fun. I hope I explained that right. Yeah,
well, let's check it out right now. Jordan Story, live in The Devil's Lair. Jordan, we got about 5 minutes before that hard break I was telling you about. We Got High on Max Inc. Radio.
Last day of school, it was her first day. Transferred from Duluth. She likes the widows who misbehave. That explained the Duluth. And we got high. And we got high. Couldn't afford pickup truck, so I settled for you. Four pints of cold air intake, man, the thing really flew. And we got high. And we got high. We drove. And we got high. Years later, she moved away. Got a job making shoes. No risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high. Yeah, we got high. And we got high. And we got high. And we got.
There it is, Jordan Story, live in The Devil's Lair. Jordan, we can't thank you enough for bringing your guitar.
Thanks for having
me. And singing for us tonight. It's awesome, man. Real quick, remind us where we can find you online.
MySpace. No. I'm on, this is the first album that I really put all my music on, all the music platforms. So you can get on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. You know, to tell you the truth, I know there's a lot of them, but it's on there. That's all I know. But I have a Facebook page, Jordan Story Music. You can go on Instagram. I post random stuff. Some that doesn't even, some that it's not even music related. It's great. But yeah, it's
Jeeps.
Yeah, Jeeps. Watch me taking a baseball bat to my Jeep.
Now that I'd pay admission for.
Is that's that on the next Patreon? Music video.
Yeah, that would be cool. All right. Jordan, thanks again. Danielle, great to meet you as well.
Thanks.
Thank you, for coming in, and good luck with parenthood. You're in the terrible toddler stage right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
The Morky is just around the corner for you.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. You're listening to the Live in the Lair Memorial Day Weekend Marathon.
Insert toy.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, Valerie, packed your bags and now you're leaving me. Oh, Valerie, you got the best of me. Valerie. Bathed me with sex and wine. She was busy taking clothes off the line. She always had one foot out the door. By the time I realized I couldn't stand or find my pride, she made up with my heart and my time. Oh, your bags and now you're leaving me. Oh, Valerie, you got the best of me. Valerie, she was new in town with an old suitcase and a dress hem to size. She stopped to look in the glass to brush off what little passed. She just fixed her hat and gave a little smile. Oh, Valerie, packed your bags and now you're leaving.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Todd Allbus Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.